Zakte Elgamishnavite Mesechnes Nedarim, Perik Tes, Mishne Dalid, Vi Oid, Amat Rebbe Meir. Furthermore, said Rebbe Meir. Another halacha where a Meir is mekel in the inyan of the Taras Nedarim, where he's lenient when it comes to be matter and eder. Rebbe Meir holds Poischin Loi min hakosiv Shebetaira. We can use as a Pesach a way out of the neder, a posik in the Torah. We're going to tell the person, you realize because of the neder, you were over on a mitzvah in the Torah, like the Mishnah is soon going to explain. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, he's going to have to say, no, if I would have realized that, I would have never made the neder. But what if he's only saying that because he's embarrassed? But the truth is, when he was angry, he wasn't rational, he would have made the neder anyway. So Rebbe Meir is telling us a chiddush. You can still do it. We believe him. We say to him, Ilya Yisiyadeya, had you known when you made this neder, Shata Oiver, that you're Oiver, Aloy Sikaim, on the lav of not taking the kama, Laloy Sitar, or not harboring hatred in your heart. Let's say I knock on my neighbor's door and I say, you know, I need a magal. A magal is a certain type of cutting thing that cuts tua. He says, no. Tomorrow he knocks on my door and says, oh, I need an axe. So if I say to him, well, I'm not giving you my axe, just like you're not giving me your magal, that's nekama. And if I say to him, here, you can have it. See, I'm not like you, okay? I do give it. That's netira. You're harboring the hatred in your heart. Now, whenever you actually take nekama, you're also oiver, loisitor. You're also harboring hatred in your heart. The chiddush is, even if you physically do give him the axe, not even nekama, but you're still oiver, loisitor. So, let's say I make a neder that so-and-so can't have any enough of my nechasim. Picture the scene. Shlomi, can I have your bike for a minute? I need to run home. No! Well, you can't have any enough. I make a neder. You can't have any enough of my nechasim. So I was over on two lavim now. Sakra Meir, I can go to the chacham, and the chacham can say, do you realize you're over these two lavim? Lesikim and lesitar? Would you have made the neder? And I say, no, fine. That's a Pesach. So once again, Zakta Mishnah. Furthermore, another halacha, Rebbe Meir says, to be mekel in the inyan of Ataras Nedarim, Poischin Loi, you can use as a Pesach, min hakosiv shebetayrav, amrim loi, we say to him, Ilya Yisiyadeya, had you known, when you made this neder, that your friend can't have any benefit from you, shata oiver, you're going to be oiver, aloi sikai menata, taking the comma, valoi sitar, and not to harbor hatred in your heart, and the list continues of things you can be oiver. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. And you violate the mitzvah. And it's also possible that you're over on the mitzvah. This pasuk teaches us that we're mechuyev to give parnasa to our brothers who are poor. Now, what if this person's going to become poor? You won't be able to give him parnasa. You won't be able to help him. Had you realized you were going to be over all of these psukim, would you have made the neder? And if Omer, he says, of course not. If I realize who came, this is the case, then I'm over all these lavim. I would have never made the neder. So raise a mutter. Let me ask you a shaila. We said in the previous Mishnah that noilid doesn't work. Remember what noilid is? That means that in order to be matir the neder, it has to be, I wasn't aware of something that was already happening, a situation that was already in place at the time of the neder. It can't be something that changed later. So if right now, this man is wealthy, I say he can't have any enough of me, and you're telling me afterwards that he became poor, now I can't fulfill the mitzvah of v'chai achicha imach. How could that be part of being matir the neder? That only happened later. Isn't that noilid? So the Ramban brings over here from the Yerushalmi. That's not called noilid. Because whenever someone has money, there's no guarantee he's going to keep having it. Galgal hu shechoizer bi'olam. Everyone realizes that it's possible for a person to lose his money. No one has any guarantees. It doesn't make a difference what you have. If you wake up in the morning and you still have it, That's a matana from the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to be thankful for it every single day. This is not called nailed. The fact that a person can lose his money, this is something that people anticipate. This is something which was already in place at the time of the neder. Because at the time of the neder, there's no guarantee that someone who has money will be able to hold on to it. The good thing about this is once we realize that we need the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the greatest shmirah. By the way, let me ask you something. How is it possible for me not to harbor hatred in my heart? Let's go back to our mashal. I go to Shloimeh and I say, Shloimeh, can I have your bike? No. Next day, Shloimeh comes over to me. Can I have a pen? Fine. I'm not going to be over in a coma. I'll force myself. I'll say, sure, Shloimeh, here's a pen. But I feel so angry. He didn't give me his bike. Why should I give him my pen? And the answer is, says the chinuch, it has to do with emunah. Nobody in the world can hurt us, but there's a gzeirah min hashamayim that we have to go through certain things. If we have the proper emunah, then you know that if he doesn't want to give you his bike, it's because the Rabbeinu Shem said you have to walk home today without a bike. It has nothing to do with him. Now, we have to be nice and do chesed. But if you have proper emunah, then when someone doesn't do a chesed for you, or when someone embarrasses you, it was b'sheret min hashamayim, I should be embarrassed, and for me that's the greatest gift, who knows what other terrible gzeira, I was protected because of this. So memela, you say, he's just a shliach of Hashem. And that's the way a person doesn't feel a need to take nekama, says the Sefer HaChinuch.